Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm up to the 42nd chapter of Tehillim. Again, we're learning in general in this chos for Refuah Shleima for the entire community and Kol Yoshvei Tevel, all of God's creatures, but in particular for Toiba Devora Basara Miriam, is a very, very dear friend. Today's a very, very important day in her process and in her health situation. So the learning that we do of this very beautiful mizmor should be very much with her in mind, and she should merit rachamei shamayim and all of the wonderful guidance that Hashem gives to her doctors and her medical team on this most important day. The theme or the motif of this mizmor has to do with David's yearning, which is so prevalent and pervasive throughout Sefer Tehillim, to feel a sense of God's presence. Earlier we had the pasuk Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, God is always right in front of me. David HaMelech is expressing here is the way that the harp yearns for a body of water, for that elixir of life, that tzam hachayim, that water represents to the part. So too, David, which is already a statement about who he was as a person and what were his priorities, yearned for a sense of being in God's presence. Masayavo ve'era apnei Elokim. So it almost sounds, you know, like it could be interpreted mystically or metaphysically, esoterically, you know, to sort of cleave to God. But we know that in this world, the surest and safest and truest and normative way of doing that is actually through the process of Torah study, certainly of tefillah, certainly through acts of chesed as well. But as the Rambam reminded us in so many different places and in so many different works that he wrote, and with such consistency, a person who wants to draw close to God and a person who wants to have that sense of a loving relationship with God has to come to know God. Just like, to use a mashal, all right, the love that we experience for our spouse deepens, God willing, over time as we appreciate them, as we go through experiences with them, we get to know their true character, even very stressful experiences like the one that we're going through now. So the Rambam always says that the ahava, the love that we have for God, and by extension the yira, in many ways, is lefi hayediyah, is predicated on our awareness of God. Now, how do we come to know God? The way that we come to know God, as the Gemara in Brachos explains, ki shem Hashem ekra havu godel elokeinu, the way that we come to really understand Hashem is through Hashem's revealed word, through the Torah itself, and also through the cosmos. Both of those are ways of coming to know Hashem. So in this mizmor, David HaMelech sort of answers his own question, and it has a very direct connection to Shavuos. The pasuk says, "Yomam yitzaveh Hashem chasdo," that by day God should give us His chesed, His kindness. Uvalayla shiro imi tefila lekel chayai. So the Gemara explains, "Uvalayla shiro imi" is a reference to having God's song with you throughout the night. Let's read the passage in the Gemara. Amar Reish Lakish kol osik b'Torah b'alayla, Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe chalav chut shel chesed b'yom. That studying Torah at night, in those quiet hours, guarantees that God will be with one throughout the day, that one will experience a sense of intimacy with God. Shenemar, based on our pasuk here in Tehillim, Yomam Yitzaveh Hashem Chasdo, Matam Mishum Debalayla Shiro Imi. The Torah is referred to as a Shira, the last mitzvah in the Torah, which is, in fact, to write a Sefer Torah, V'ata Kisvu Lachem Es Hashira Hazos, V'lamda Es B'nei Yisrael, Sima B'fihem. You should write down this song, but teach the Jewish people, put it in their mouths. So the idea of this song, is a direct reference to Torah. The reason that it's called a song, the Aruch HaShulchan famously explains, is that there are always different voices. Just like in a symphony orchestra, you have different instruments. There are different voices in Torah. There are different perspectives in Torah. That's why it's called the song. I think another reason that the Torah is called a song is that music has the capacity to evoke the deepest of our emotions. It's the highest form of art, the Vilna Gaon, would talk about that. That's why the Beis HaMikdash, the Korbanos, had to be accompanied by the beautiful singing of the Levium, which would elevate the soul. So Torah very much is a Shira in that regard. And the Gemara Megillah states it, that a person should learn with a kind of a song. That's why classically, we don't just read the words dryly, but there's a certain nigun, there's a certain tune that comes along with it. So again, the answer to David's question, how can I deeply experience God's presence, especially when I feel that I need Him the most, the Yomam Yitzava Hashem Chasto V'Laila Shiro Imi, is through the process of Torah study, in particular at night. It used to be that at night things were a little quieter. Now in our electronic age, you know, we've got email and WhatsApp and phones 24/7. So in any event, it's a little bit less than it once was. But the Rambam says that a person who wants to fill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah properly, l'kayim mitzvah zo karoi, he wants the keser Torah, the crown of Torah. So he has to be careful, shalola abed afilu achas mikol lilosav, that he should not squander even one night, because that's really the primary time that one can be totally immersed and fully focused on the task that is in front of one with respect to Torah, and with respect to not just Torah empirically, but developing that relationship with Hashem through Torah. And that's really why, even though it's just, it's not found in the Gemara anywhere, it's not found in the Talmud Bavli, it's not found in the Yerushalmi, it's not found in the Mishnah, and not directly in the Shulchan Aruch itself, but the practice based on the Zohar of staying up all night on Shavuos to study the Torah. This year, again, we have to prioritize our health, and people always need to be getting enough sleep, and this year of all years, maybe we dial that back a little bit. But that very idea of staying up all night to learn Torah, I would prefer to explain in light of this Rambam, is that it reflects an aspiration. It's not just based on the Zohar, but it's really based on the Rambam's idea that the quiet of the night is a time to form that deep sense of bonding with the Torah, with the Torah itself, and through the Torah with He who gave the Torah, Melamed Torah Li'amo Yisrael, to form that deep sense of bonding with Hashem Himself. And so, with that, again, it should be a bischus, a refuah shleima on this most critical day for our very dear friend, Toiva Devora Bas Sarah Miriam, who we're thinking of at all times, and for all of Chole Yisrael, and again, in a broader sense, as we continue to deal with this ongoing situation, for all those who are in need of a refuah, and all those who are in need, prophylactically, of prevention, of continued shmira, and being guarded from the very serious scourge that continues. We should not fool ourselves. Less the numbers are suppressed right now because of our social distancing, but God forbid to relax our vigilance at this point when there is a measure of control. We could be right back where we started. Okay, I want to wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful day, a safe day and a healthy day, and a day of strength physically and mentally as well.